Hare Krishna. See each mode not as homogeneous but as multi-level. When we talk about the three modes of material nature, which are a foundational concept in the Bhagavad Gita's analysis of material nature, we usually think of them as three: goodness, passion and ignorance. In Sanskrit they are called Sattva, Raja and Tama. Now this three-level classification is important, but we need to understand that everything within each mode is not symmetrical. It means everyone who is in goodness is not a Xerox copy of every other person who is in goodness. Nor is anyone in ignorance a clone of others who are in ignorance. Even within each of these modes, there are levels. There are people who are in goodness, but they are also they are also predominantly in passion. They are also in very much in touch with passion. There are people who are in goodness and who are very little in touch with passion. And there are people who are in goodness who are very much in touch with transcendence. So within goodness, there are levels. And this is illustrated in the Bhagavad Gita 17th chapter when Krishna tells about how the modes shape our object of worship. So he says, Yajante sattvika devan yaksharakshamsi rajasan pretan bhutaganam shanye yajante tamasajana. So he says, Yajante sattvika devan, those who are in goodness, they worship the devatas. Yaksharakshamsi rajasan, those who are in passion, they worship the yakshas and the rakshasas. And bhupretan bhutaganam shanye yajante tamasajanaha. And there are people in ignorance who worship the pretas and bhutas, the ghostly beings and other such beings. So now Krishna is saying that those who are in goodness worship the devatas. But now we also know from scripture that the Puranas talk about worship in the three modes, and there are corresponding devatas. So the Matsya Purana classifies the Puranas in Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic based on the methods of worship and the objects of worship that are talked about in those Puranas. So broadly speaking, there are Sattvic Puranas which talk about the worship of Vishnu, there are Rajasic Puranas which talk about the worship of Brahma and other devatas, and there are Tamasic Puranas which talk about the worship of Shiva and other devas. So now, if this classification is there, then how do we understand that here in the Bhagavad Gita, in 17th chapter, Krishna is saying that actually everyone in goodness, those who are in goodness worship the devata, Vijante Sattvika Devan. So we need to understand that there are levels of goodness. So the very fact that one is worshipping some devata, that requires a certain level of goodness. Without goodness, one will not be able to worship the devatas. Because one will not understand. It requires some level of intellectual understanding and illumination to recognize that there are higher beings, there are devatas. And those devatas are the objects of worship. Those higher beings who are virtuous, who are dharmic, they should be the object of worship. So that understanding that itself requires a certain level of goodness. Now going beyond that, now within that is the conception of the devatas. So the conception of the devatas means the understanding of who the devatas are, what they are doing, and how I should relate with them. That will vary. So that means there is a foundation of goodness required for the worship of devatas. But within that foundation of goodness, rather than seeing that as homogeneous, we can see even that this, which is saying is goodness, this also has itself three levels. So there is, we could say, there is goodness, ignorance, there is goodness, passion, and there is goodness, goodness. That means there is a foundation of goodness in all of them, but then within that goodness, within that understanding that one should worship a higher being, if one conceives of that worshipable being in terms which are conceived from one's own tamasic conceptions, one finds attractive a being who stays in graveyards, who wears ashes and snakes on one's body, then one will be attracted to Shiva. So that is, Shiva is himself transcendental, but the mode in which one, the form to which one is attracted Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shraddhaya architum icchati, Krishna says in 7.21. We are all attracted to different kinds of worship, and that is determined by the mode we are in. So that is worship of Shiva is not just in ignorance, but it is goodness ignorance. And worship of Brahma is in goodness passion, and worship of Vishnu is in goodness. And of course, the worship of bhakti, the worship of Krishna, the parabhakti of Krishna can take us beyond all the modes. So in this way, we understand that the modes themselves are not homogeneous, but they are also multi-level, and we by understanding the subtle classification, we can actually rise higher within whatever mode we are situated, and ultimately rise beyond the highest mode of goodness towards transcendence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.